All right, so this is going to be my, you know, history project, aka the podcast, you know, talking about a topic or selecting a topic concerning our specific year, you know, class of 2024 and something big that's happened because we've been through many things and how it's affected us. For me, I'm going to have my topic be COVID and like the quarantine year, because that's something that impacted me the most, and it's something that I don't know if I'll be able to like look into the future and never forget about it, or it'll be something where I'm just like, oh yeah, it happened and it went like in the left. No, like it was something that affected me on a personal scale and affected others I know on a personal scale. I don't know, it just like it cut deep. And it was over the process of time. Starting off, I don't know. I'm going to go way back, you know, way back in 8th grade, 2019, or 2020, early 2020, very early, like January, February. I would say this is the time where I was looking at articles and stuff saying there were outbreaks in certain countries, but this was all like in Europe, across overseas, so, you know, I didn't think much of it. Then, you know, it started to increase. You're going into, you know, other countries, spreading around really quickly, making its way into the U.S., making its way into other continents really quickly. So then everybody, you know, kind of panicked. At first, the only news we got was that we were going to have a spring break. And then, so it all occurred around the time of that spring break time. So we, you know, we're going on spring break, we said bye to everybody, and then we all went home thinking nothing of it. Come like a week or two later, spring break is supposed to end, but then we get notified that it's going to be extended another 2 weeks, you know, just to like till the whole thing blows over, or so we thought. And then at this point we were celebrating, you know, us as kids not wanting to go to school. We're celebrating because we didn't think it was going to be something that caused much change to us and what we were doing. And then eventually, you know, we were told that that was it for the year and we weren't going to go back. And this is the time where, you know, we were all getting onto Zoom, trying to like figure out something so we could still get our education while quarantine. And I would say, before, I would like be very motivated, and then when quarantine hit, I was taking a bunch of time to myself, relaxing, enjoying myself, and, you know, trying not to think of school, because no eighth grader wants to think about school, you know. And then, you know, the fall falls around, it comes around the corner, you know, after summer, and we're all notified that we won't be able to come in person for our freshman year, and I was kind of bummed about this because, you know, it's our freshman year, and it's an exciting moment for everybody. I would be able to see a bunch of new people, see old friends, be in a whole different environment, get more challenging classes, but I didn't get to do any of that. Or more or less, you could say I did get to do some of it, but it wasn't how I thought it would be. Instead of, you know, walking through the hall, saying hi to new people, seeing new faces, I was behind a screen, you know, in my bed, laying down with my camera off, you know, not talking to anybody, the whole class being silent on call, and most of the time just the teacher talking. I guess over time, at the beginning it was fine because, you know, we didn't have to do much. We were getting small assignments here and there. It wasn't too bad. But then over the year, I started to change because I was realizing how, you know, how boring it was, how much I like wanted to go out, wanted to be with people, and I couldn't really do any of that because of the lockdown and stuff. And I don't know, further on, it impacted me more deeply. But before I get into that, I did talk to some few other people. I have Marley and Shariah, asking them both questions, you know, because I wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one who was impacted negatively by, you know, quarantining, and as a result, I found out that, yeah, we all shared similar experiences, like getting feeling down, you know, being surprised, having that initial shock and excitement, and then it turning into a sense of like melancholy and sadness between all of us. So first on the list, we have Marley, and I will play that clip for you now.
Okay, so how did you process the realization that you weren't going to go back to school, or you had to stay in lockdown for the duration of quarantine?
I remember I was at somebody's house when I found out, and we literally jumped because I was celebrating, but it wasn't until I got opportunities taken away from me that I really had to sit and realize that this was something I was really going to have personally back in my life. I don't think I really processed it until I was midway through freshman year. And it was really hitting me that, like, I was at home, not at school, but I was still affecting my academic future, if that makes any sense. I don't know exactly how I processed it. It just kind of hit me in the face.
All right. And from this, we can see that, you know, it's not a drastically different experience between everybody. I can relate with this because me and Marley did go to the same school. So we had the same experiences initially, but then over time we see that, you know, her health, it starts to be in a space where, or a realization where we're not going to come back. And it's like kind of, you know, it's kind of sad. And I feel like I had a really similar experience to all that. And not only that, but also we have Shariah here. And I'll play that clip for you now, interviewing Shariah. Now I'm here with Shariah. And during the duration of COVID, how did like the lockdown and quarantine affect your mental state?
I remember being in the house and like being down because I didn't like interact with people a lot. Mind you, it was my first year of high school, so like I was kind of expected to like meet new friends and make new friends for my future. So I was like a little sad because of the whole feeling like locked in my room and just doing homework on a screen.
And going back even a little further, how did like the sudden cutoff of seeing your classmates from middle school affect how you went on with your life?
I remember at first, like, when all this happened, like, it was during March, and, like, I just remember, like, oh, yeah, like, we're out of school, like, we don't gotta go to school, and then it started to get more and more serious, and then that's when it became, like, a big, like, boom, like, wow, like, we gotta stay in the house, and we can't do anything, so, yeah. All
right. Thank you. All right, and from this, we see, you know, we see that shock and that excitement, and you know, that realization, and it all kind of, everybody I've talked to has similar experiences. You know, we're all initially excited, and then it just goes downhill from there. We start to miss our friends, we start to miss, you know, going outside, seeing other people, and everything. It's kind of gloomy. For me personally, I got really bummed out. You know, I wasn't in a space where I could focus during school. It was harder for me to learn. I didn't really like get to hang out with friends as I wanted to. And, you know, I got to miss out on a bunch of experiences that I would have wished to had, and I feel like would have been really fun. We did get a little bit of a relief from this though, because during that freshman year, there was a day where we had to go into the school for testing. And even though it was a testing day, I felt like it was a really good day because we got to go out to eat with our friends and everybody. It was nice seeing everybody at the table again. We were all really friendly. Everybody was excited to see each other. And it was just like, it was something that brightened the whole environment around me and left an impact on my mind, because it was something that I hadn't received in a little bit. And I don't know, it was just something that I really liked. But then it was kind of, you know, it was back to online for the rest of the year, and I felt like I didn't have much to you know, I didn't have much to do. It was hard for me to learn. I couldn't drive myself out of my bed in the morning, and overall it just negatively impacted my health, physically and emotionally. And I feel like this is something that it was just kind of looked past. I don't know. I'm not the only one who feels this way. I've talked to numerous amounts of friends, and they've all had similar or really close experiences. And I do feel like this is one of those events where, you know, everybody was affected, everybody in our school year, not just our class, but also, you know, around the world, because it was a worldwide pandemic. And it's just one of those things where it's like a period of time where everything feels fuzzy, and it's hard to think back and try and reciprocate all those feelings that we had, and try and remember what we were feeling and what we were doing, without getting, like, you know, sad or feeling like we missed out on something that most people got to experience. But I do feel like we got to grow a little bit from it, because if not for that, we wouldn't have, you know, come closer coming back to school. We wouldn't have reached out online to other people and created small communities. None of that would have happened. So I'm glad we got some good from it. And yeah, there's not really much for me to say other than that it was a very impactful year on my health, and I learned a lot from it. Being with myself, I got to learn a lot from myself. And it's just something that, I don't know, I'm going to think about for the rest of my life, and I'll just always have it in the back of my mind. So, you know, to wrap things up, it was a crazy year. It was actually a crazy year. I really don't want to experience it again. But, you know, things happen. It was unexpected. So, what can you do? All right. So, that's pretty much it. That's all I have for you today. So, have a good day.